good morning to you all, fellow Christians here in this life, here in this world. I greet you in the name of Jesus this morning. I trust that you had a good night's rest and are anxious to see what God has for us today. Anxious to be all that we can be for for our Lord and Master, who has gave his life for us, who has gave his all for us. I just want to speak this morning on entering into his rest. We have Hebrews, the latter part of Hebrews 3 and Hebrews 4 that talks about entering into God's rest. And the parable there in the Old Testament is about entering into the land of Canaan. And there they had to pass through the River of Jordan. And, of course, they spent quite a bit of time in the wilderness, and there was many lessons to be learned in there. But then there came a day for them to pass through the Jordan and enter into the land of Canaan. And as we see there, the wanderings there, the 40-year period of wanderings in the wilderness, where the first generation had to die off so the next generation could receive the blessings of entering into God's promised land. If we read the story, and if we're familiar with the story, we can see that it was due to unbelief that they were not able to enter into God's promised land. And if we look at what happened there, in the very beginning, God had already promised Abraham that he's going to lead his people into, give his people this particular land. And so we can see there that it was not a lack of God on his part. In other words, they should have known that the land is theirs, because then periodically throughout their journeys out of Egypt and through the Red Sea, and God would frequently remind them that he has this land promised for them. So as sure as God was in his promises to them, and as sure as he was in always fulfilling his promises in times past, they should have, by all reasoning or by all angles that you look at it, they should have been believing that God is going to give them this promised land. So when God said he's going to deliver them out of Egypt, he was true to his word. When he told them he's going to take them through the Red Sea, he was true to his word. He delivered them from the Egyptians. When he told them about the manna, about the quail, about supplying their every need, numerous times he promised them water, and it would happen. He gave them many victories just in the wilderness over different enemy camps that they ran into there. And so God was continually showing these people that he is a God that is true to his promises, and if he says something, it will happen. And so here we have the children of Israel ready and prepared to go over into the land of Canaan. They send out spies, 12 spies, and the spies come back, and two of them have a, or basically all of them have a report of it being a beautiful land and a fruitful land. And a land that's much desired. There's wells dug, there's vineyards that are already there that are very prosperous, large amounts of fruit. And there's houses there, there's a beautiful country there, pleasing to dwell in, a land of flowing with milk and honey. And that was the report of all of them. However, 10 of them said that it's a land that cannot be attained because of the huge walled cities. And the men that are in there with these powerful armies and, you know, talked about the giants that are in there and how tall they are, how strong these cities are. And so, but 2 of them, Joshua and Caleb, being filled with the Spirit of God. In other words, they were sure. They were not looking at the size and the thickness of the walls of the cities. They were not looking at the powerful armies, but they were looking at the promises of God, saying God had said that He's going to give us this land. And so it was not just them building on their own imaginations and assuming things you know, they were assured that God is going to give them this land. And so that was the promises that they were standing on, that God had promised that He's going to give us this land, and so therefore we will believe it. And that is really the difference that I'd like to point out this morning. That it's those that believe in the promises of God and enter into them by faith that have the spirit of Joshua and Caleb. You know, and I think it's important this morning as we I'm actually driving, so I can't read the portions there in Hebrews, but I think it would be good if we would read Hebrews there, where it talks about entering into God's rest. Because if we do not have God's rest in our lives, we will be ineffective in administering. We will be ineffective in you know, in much of the Christian life. And that's why the entering into God's promise is being assured that everything that God has intended for us as His children are intended for me as His child. And once we believe that and we realize that the power of God, the same God who delivered us, and as we experience God's power in our lives, we will then begin to understand that the rest of what God has for us in our lives will also come to past, the same as the children of Israel as they were standing there on the banks of the Jordan, wanting to claim the promised land, wanting to enter into that beautiful land, that land of peace, that land of promise. And yet having giants to overcome and having walled cities to overcome, if they trusted in God and saying, God, as we come up to each situation, as we come up to each city, You're going to take us through. And a life like that by resting in God's promise, can then be totally at peace and rest. Because we're not going to try to figure out how to overcome this problem that we don't have until next week. And you know, we're just going to rest in God, providing that when we come up to each situation, we call upon the name of the Lord and say, God, how will You have me handle this one? And it becomes a beautiful relationship of relying on the power of God as we go through our lives. So God bless you. This is the last message here for my 2-week commitment here on the Daily Inspiration. I trust that God will continue to lead you and guide you, and may your end be blessed. May your end be upon that shore of everlasting life. May you spend eternity with God and walk in all the promises that God has for us.